Welcome to Moving Through and Beyond, a podcast dedicated to sharing inspired journeys of redefining life, vision, and purpose after immense hardship and grief. My goal with this podcast is to give you hope and to let my guest journeys inspire you to make the choice to keep looking up. I'm your host, Carrie Conley. I've started a community dedicated to young adults, their supporting families and friends, focusing on igniting voices and building a future with purpose. Guided by my passionate vision and the transformative Vision is Victory program, we aim to provide tools that solidify self-worth, establish an authentic sense of belonging, and help members like you design a visionary blueprint for their future. We will provide you with resources, workshops, and mentorship opportunities to empower you to overcome obstacles and lead with confidence. Whether you're a young adult seeking guidance, a parent or family member supporting a loved one, or someone passionate about making a difference, you're in the right place. Together, we'll build futures filled with hope, purpose, and victory. Join my Vision is Victory Facebook group and head to the description right now to find out how. Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to this episode of Moving Through and Beyond. I have been so excited about this for weeks because one of my core values in life is collaboration. It's probably one of my top three. And the reason it is a value for me is because I find life so much more fulfilling and easier when I collaborate with people who think like I do. They're on a mission like I am. They're just wanting to make a bigger impact and, you know, link arms together. So I met these guys, I don't know, how many years has it been, like, what, five now?
Four or five, yeah.
Yeah. Because people know what I'm on, that I'm on this mission to change the trajectory of mental health, help people have a vision in their life, in every area of their life, I was introduced to Dr. Dave and Dr. Troy by my friend Sharon Lechter, and I've had her on a couple times as well. And the reason I got introduced to them is because they are on a major mission as well, and I asked them to come and kind of share that story a little bit. So thank you guys for being here.
Happy to be here.
Thanks for having us.
I missed you.
It's been a while. You too. Family.
Last time I saw you, we were playing pickleball.
Yes, that's true, in California. It's awesome.
So fun. So I thought I'd start with you, Dave, because you're kind of the person with the story behind this thing. So you'd briefly kind of share a little bit about your story and how it started.
I'll be brief, but I definitely want to bring it back because it really comes back to Troy. So I met Dr. Troy in 1997. Ironically, we've been friends for 28 years.
Yeah.
And I met him in 1997, and he introduced me to this thing called EULA, which is what we do today. And EULA, at that time, was literally, there are seven key areas of life that you need to balance and grow to really be successful and happy in life.
Right.
And you can't just focus on money. You can't just focus on your career. You can't even just focus on family. You have to focus on all seven.
Yeah.
And it's fitness, finance, family, field, which is your career, faith, friends, and fun. So that was me, 25 years old, sitting on the floor of the Hard Rock Hotel in Vegas, looking at seven stacks of note cards, listing these seven key areas of life. And I started following that. Where am I in these areas? Where do I want to go? What are my goals and dreams? How am I going to get there? Mm-hmm. And it's a great system that I followed in my 20s. And Dr. Troy moved overseas when I was probably 29, 30 years old. I quit doing this system. And around 2008, I found myself tucking in my kids. And when they're sleeping, sneaking out the front door, getting in my mom's beat up old Taurus, because all my cars have been repossessed at the time, driving to the bad side of town to my motel room that I've been sleeping at for 3 months, and actually going through a bankruptcy, going through a divorce, losing everything. And one night reached out to Dr. Troy at 2 a.m. when I was just at the bottom, like completely depressed, stressed, not living a good life at all, very unhealthy, mentally and physically. And reached out to Dr. Troy, who was fully retired at the time, married to his high school sweetheart, training for an Ironman. And I'm like living in a motel on the bad side of town. And he said, get back to EULA.
Yeah.
And I just told him at that time, I said, if this works for me, we're going to share it with the world. Yeah. And that's a real brief history of, you know, how you can go from 1997 to 2008 to our first book that came out in 2012, once my life was finally moving in the right direction. But I know what it's like. I know what it's like to lose everything. I know what it's like to be at the bottom.
Yeah.
I know what it's like not to know if you want to live another day to tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I know what that feels like. And that just really solidifies the mission for me now that our first book is out and our second book and our third book and the events that we have is to really pour into people and help them understand that there's a better way to live.
Yeah.
And there's a way to live a balanced life and a growing life and live on purpose.
Yeah. I asked you to share that story because you're so good at being transparent about what happened. And I think it's very hard for men sometimes to do that. Which I think is a big problem as to why. I interviewed a woman earlier today who is now speaking to all the men in the military. She lost a son in 2016 to suicide, and it sent her on this trajectory. And she shared that statistically, 79% of suicides are men. And I knew it was a high number, but I didn't realize it was that high. Wow. And we talked a lot about why she thinks that is, why we both think that is, after losing my husband and my son as well. And I think a lot of it is that men don't take the time to do what you did, right? Get your life in balance, and especially after you lost it all, and then to reach out to Dr. Troy, right?
Yeah, I think that I want to talk on that a little bit, because I think just hearing you say that is a key thing, right? Yeah. So if I wouldn't have had Troy at the time, I don't know where my life would have went, right? Mm. So I think guys tend to have that tendency to, they're going through a tough time, they keep everything completely bottled in.
Yeah.
And I trusted Troy. We were friends for years prior to this, and I reached out, and it was very scary to reach out, because you don't want to reach out to your very successful friend when your life is the worst. But Troy put me in the right direction, and he just said, where you are is just where you are. It's not who you are.
Get
your
life
back on track. And he said, you're designed by God for greatness and a purpose. Don't think you're... I mean, at the time, you feel like you're a complete loser, bankruptcy, divorce, losing your family. So he just said, no, that's just where you are right now. Get your life back on track and good things can happen. And I anchored to that. I believed in that. And that really helped me start moving out of that crazy funk that I was in. But what would have happened if I wouldn't have reached out to Troy? You know, what would have happened if I'd have stayed in that motel? And, you know, where would have my life gone? I mean, you never know. So it's good to have good community.
Yes. And it's one of the things I love about ULA. Is the community that you guys have built. It's just, you know, I've spent the best, good part of my time over the past 30 years being an entrepreneur, going to conferences and conventions and things, but there's something super, super special about the ULA community that you guys have built over now, what has it been, 12 years?
12 years,
yeah.
And it's just, I love the conversation we're having now, because this conversation is real. We have it at ULAPalooza too. There's 7 key areas of life you have to balance. Right. They all start with an F. One of them is friends, and we speak to the guys. And say, I mean, usually a guy conversation is, how are you? Good. How are you?
Right.
Good. How are you?
Yeah.
Like, hit the ball, you know, do the thing, right? So we don't do that as friends. We talk about an inner circle, creating an inner circle,
right.
Taking time to invest in finding a group of guys, in our case, that iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
But we also keep each other accountable. Like, we set goals and dreams for our life. We try to identify our purpose in life and challenge each other to be better men. And it works for men and women and everyone, but guys traditionally don't communicate.
Yep.
And they feel like they have to carry everything on their shoulders and have no one to talk to. They can't show vulnerability. So, man, our guys, like, we high five, we celebrate, we do fun things, but man, we cry, we hold each other up, we support each other as we push through life, because everyone's gonna have a hill to climb. Sometimes you see the hill, sometimes it comes unexpected, but everyone has a hill to climb. Dave's been super vulnerable. I've had my challenges, and we all have them. And to have people to lean on in that moment is incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
It's actually required. So these conversations you're having, our mission, like, we want to help people from physical stress, but we also want to help people from mental stress and financial stress. And these things are real. We live in a world where everyone smiles on Instagram and TikTok, but are quietly struggling.
Yep.
And we need to change that.
Yep.
We need to start having real conversations about real life in a way that people have a place to vent, a place to share, and get the help they need so this doesn't build up.
Yeah. So where did your system come from?
I mean, if I think way back, I remember seeing my dad work really hard.
Yeah.
He worked 3 jobs to provide for 4 kids. To provide a very middle-class life. I was super grateful, super grateful. But I didn't see my dad that much.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking that this thing called life and how we define success in life needs to be done differently.
Mm-hmm.
What I observed when I was young was that success was defined by what you did for a living and how much money you made.
Right.
And I'm like, well, wait a minute. What about your friendships?
Mm-hmm.
What about your connections with your family?
Mm-hmm.
What about your faith walk?
Mm-hmm.
What about having fun? What about that friendship network we were just talking about? Right. What about all of these other areas that we're looking at, and just made a point to redefine success as not just money and career, but a balanced life in these 7 areas. That's what we did in Vegas, because we were all doing well in business and we're all making decent money. But it's like, okay, what kind of dad am I? What kind of husband am
I? Right.
And I'll look, started looking at these other areas. So like, let's keep each other accountable because people set business goals. You can find a seminar every weekend on growing your business. Yep. But how about being a better human, being a better father, mm-hmm. creating quality friendships, creating an inner circle that you can lean on? How about having fun now and not kicking it down the road?
Yep.
So that was it. It's like, let's just redefine success. It was counterculture. It still is counterculture mm-hmm. to say, let's define success as a balanced life where we live with intent in these seven areas. Right now, what I've seen it evolve from career and money to just this culture of distraction. Like we mm-hmm. are being pulled. Our attention is being pulled every direction and we're being pulled away from these seven things.
Yeah.
And then we're living life by default and just in really short attention spans. And we're, it's pulling us away from our purpose. Mm-hmm. And then you wonder why people are challenged mentally because they don't see their place.
Right.
Because they've lost who they are.
Right.
And that's really the point for us is like, everyone, even when Dave was in that bottom and I told him like, where you are is simply where you are, it's not who you are. The key is just stepping outside of all of the chaos around us and just trying to be self-aware with who are you?
Right.
And more importantly, who are you designed to be? And then taking steps toward that
yeah.
rather than the distractions around us.
Yeah. That's funny that you bring that word up because I have had a coach for the past 6 months that has been working with me on tolerations and distractions, right? And I've been really vulnerable with her about, you know, the journey of where I've been through my own mental health, right? So I just love that you guys have such a heart for people and wanting to help them mentally, physically, emotionally, all the things that you've built this community. I want to know what's happening now. So you know what I want to do too? So Dr. Troy was my very first podcast interview. So thank you for that.
That was fun.
It was fun. And I had him come on because one of the things that I had him share was how he got out of massive amount of debt. So would you just take a couple minutes to share that?
I mean, I mentioned it before. Everyone has a hill to climb.
Yes.
You know, everyone has challenges. One of my biggest challenges was I woke up one day and I added up my debt and I was $755,000 mm-hmm. in debt. Now going back to when I was in 11th grade, watching my dad work three jobs, I remember writing on a sheet of paper, I want to be debt-free by the time I'm 40. And then I'm looking in my 20s at my behavior, and I have accumulated $755,000 in debt. That was completely out of alignment with the big goal I set for right. my life. And in Ula, we call it a healthy level of disgust. I remember the moment with my wife going, are you kidding me? Mm. Like, we make decent money, and if I hurt my wrist, if I miss a month of work, mm-hmm. we're done. Like, I mean, it's stressful. And we just made a commitment, like, let's just climb this hill. And this is pre-Dave Ramsey, pre-anything debt. And we just said, hey, let's just limit our expenses every month and let's just try to increase our income. Mm-hmm. And let's apportion this 45% to reduce debt every month, 45% to invest, and 10% for fun. And that 10% for fun, we call it the green gap now. Yes. It's a course that we teach. But it was the 10% for fun was what saved us and our family because our kids were in the formative years. We had some great trips. We still could go out to eat and do some things. But man, it was major. But I will tell you that my goal was 40. It took me to 42 to be able to be debt free and retire at that point. But I never lost sight of that. It was a significant thing. But on the topic that we're talking about, money stress is more than money stress.
Yeah.
A money conversation is more than a money conversation. Yep. It's a life conversation. Because if we look at these seven F's of ULA, fitness, finance, family, field, which is your career, faith, right. friends, and fun, if you are under money stress, it affects all
everything.
Of them. All of them.
Yep.
So that is why I'm so committed to getting people right with their money.
Yeah.
And again, we're being distracted. We're normalizing debt. We're normalizing spending. Yep. We're normalizing all these things. And people are living a lifestyle they can't afford and to impress people they don't even know. Mm-hmm. And it's affecting the other areas of their life.
Yep.
Once you get your money right, it gives you options and it gives you freedom.
Yep.
Before we started this podcast, I was saying I have 77 articles of clothing. Not only.
Well, we were talking about that because I was talking about how many clothes I have to have.
Well, I'm just saying, we talk about traveling,
speaking. I know. So we're going to work on that. You're going to come into my closet.
No judgment. No judge.
Jeans and a t-shirt.
Jeans and a t-shirt.
You rock it. Dave, before it's like, what are you going to wear? I'm like, I don't have a lot of options, but I don't spend a lot of mental bandwidth.
Yeah,
In front of my closet and go, what? I mean, I want my mental bandwidth on things that matter, these seven key pillars.
Yes.
And also financially. I mean, it's just, there's just, we're being distracted.
Yeah.
And the point is that that was a, if someone's listening and they're mm-hmm. struggling financially and they have mm-hmm. big debt, I'm telling you, it's a big hill to climb.
Yes, it is.
But I will promise you that if you systemize something to reduce debt, invest, and have a little fun along the way, when you get to that moment, you will feel a level of freedom that you've never felt before.
Right.
And a freedom that not just in the category of finance, but a think what that would mean for your job. You're not stuck in a job you hate anymore because you have options.
Yeah.
Think about with your spouse. Many times, most of the fights are about mm-hmm. money. Think about your kids.
Yeah.
Like I remember my mom and dad being tense about the topic of
sure.
money. You're just kind of a quiet tension. And whenever the mm-hmm. topic, money doesn't grow on trees, you know,
yeah,
that
all the messages we yeah. got, right?
And what about your options for fun or to be generous and give? I mean,
yeah.
if you think about that, if you get that category right, it opens up everything else.
Yeah. So good. And I want to, we're going to talk a little bit more about Ula and how everybody can find Ula and everything. So, so Dave, you go to Dr. Troy and you say, hey, I think we need to teach Ula to the world. And so how did that start?
You know, it started right away from the motel. The next day, I went up in the mountains. I live near the mountains and I started working on my Ula life again. Like I was at the bottom and started working on my Ula life again. And when it got to career field, you know, what do I want to do in my life? After thinking through it and writing some stuff down and rewriting some stuff, ultimately it came down to I want to go share Ula with the world.
Yeah.
So I was super passionate about it. I came down the mountains. I called Dr. Troy. He told me to. That's awesome.
With a tablet like Moses.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, exactly. I came down from the mountain. And he just said, dude, get a job. Like,
yeah.
you know, tell your kids you're going through a divorce. Get an apartment. Like, get your life on track, then we'll go share it with the world.
Yeah.
And great advice. So I put my head down, started working. 5 years later, we wrote the first book. And that's really when everything started to turn for me, for Ula, to really get out there and share Ula. The book series led to an event called Ulapalooza, which is a two-day event, which yep. is really getting outside of the craziness of life and working on you mm-hmm. for 2 days. It led to this crazy 1970s V-dub bus going across the country and literally collecting people's dreams. You know, what's a dream for your life? Write it on a sticker, put it on the bus. The bus is 43 layers thick in stickers. It's been to 48 states. We've been to Barnes and Nobles and media tours
it's
and podcasts.
It's iconic, you guys.
Across, around the world.
Yeah. yeah. My grandson is big into cars, and I think I've shared this with you guys before. He has a bus, right? And every time he picks it up, he goes, it's the Ula bus.
Ula bus. Yeah, it's iconic.
Okay, so
it's
we're going to need to make mini stickers.
Mini stickers. yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. So, and that really, the Ula kept evolving based on what people need.
Right.
We went to the first Ulapalooza, and after Ulapalooza, Troy said the people that need Ula the most can't afford to come to Ulapalooza. Mm-hmm. Let's go to them. And that's where the bus tour started.
Right.
And it just kept evolving from that
right.
to the point of where we are today, which yeah. is great.
So where we are today. So talk a lot about the systems and the products now in Ula.
Yeah, that evolution came from probably 5-6 years on tour. The last 5-6 years of why are people not hitting their goals? You
yeah.
know, why are they so mentally stressed, so physically stressed, so financially stressed they can't hit their goals?
Right.
And it really came like what could be the next evolution of Ula to help people not just write down a goal and go achieve that like a system, but also really work on themselves internally, on their mental stress, physical yeah. stress, and financial stress. So our mission in Ula was always to help people balance, grow, and live a life of purpose.
Right.
And that shifted to freeing people from mental, physical, and financial stress and create a life of balance, growth, and purpose.
Right.
And that led to the evolution of teaming up with a cellular nutrition company, $1 billion public traded company, to mm-hmm. create our nutrition line, which is targeted towards mental stress and physical stress.
Yep.
And then an opportunity in that for people to be ambassadors or coaches they can earn, and that helps with the financial stress.
Yeah.
And that's been just a beautiful thing over the last 2 years to really help a lot of people.
We actually feel like this, you got to think about Ula, like Ula was never, it wasn't people sitting in a marketing room going, let's have this plan.
Right.
It was buddies helping buddies.
Yep.
And realizing that we had something that was helpful. And then once that was helpful, we wrote a book mm-hmm. to said, this is what we do. In the book, we mentioned that we got together in Vegas. So then all of a sudden, people flew to Vegas to join us, and yeah. that was Ulapalooza. I mean, the whole thing, even the Ula hat.
So
I wore a hat to remind myself to stay in balance because I'm driven toward business and money.
Mm-hmm.
We sold 10,000 hats. I mean, because we, and then all of a sudden, then all of a sudden, people were saying that, hey, we noticed that the people who hit goals, because we have some people hit amazing goals, they had incredible clarity and
right.
ample energy. And ridiculous ambition.
And saving lives, you all.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you've
yeah.
had people on your stage literally yeah. come up and say, without ULA, I don't know that I would be here.
It's unbelievable. But those people, and then we saw people like, why do some people crush their goals and other people struggle? And it, Dave was mentioning, it's like they're just exhausted.
Yeah.
They're missing things nutritionally. So then we met Travis Ogden along the way, who just a genius, and he's had great impact on us, and now we're in the product line, and we have coaches around the world too. So it's just, ULA has a life of its own, and all we're just the facilitators of it. We're just the guys who drive the bus, and we're just like, where is there a need?
Yeah,
where is there a need, and where can we provide the most value for the people who listen to us and follow us and join us on this mission? And it's been fun. So we don't know where it's going, but we're super grateful for how far it's come.
All such a God-driven thing, you guys.
I agree. I was just going to say that Troy always says, he's been saying this for about 10 years. He always says God's hand in ULA. Yeah. Like, we literally facilitate it.
We're completely passive, honestly. Yeah. Like, if we ever try to force something,
it never works out.
We've done it.
I've done that too.
Like, I think we should do this, or the market's telling us this, or the trend is this. It never works.
Yeah.
But if we just follow, like, it just this flow, we call it the flow of ULA, like we're in it, and it just works. I mean, we're in a really great place right now. Yeah. Like, we're having incredible growth and impact, and it was a path that I never would have chosen. I don't know if you would have chosen it. We believe in it deeply, but it's just opened up more eyeballs to ULA, and we're able to have more of an impact and help more people.
Yeah. I love how servant-hearted you both are from the moment I met you both. Right. Like, literally within the first 5 minutes I met you, Troy, you were crying. I was like, I love this man.
Wow.
He talks. He has deep talks and he cries.
Well, you were crying because you were so grateful of all the people that were coming on board with the ULA mission. And I get that.
It's moving.
I mean, I get goosebumps when you say it now, because we're like, we were talking about it before this started. Like, we're just in an incredible growth phase. And we have nothing to do with that. Like, we just have this very simple message of two guys who believe in people.
Right.
And we believe in that everyone is designed by God for greatness and a purpose. They just can't see it.
Right.
So our only job is to, whether it's showing them a framework that can help them find their path, or giving them products to help them have more energy or focus, whatever we can do to just got our community that they need, because they don't have people to talk to, or they can't feel safe. Like, wherever we can do to just pull that out of people. Then, I mean, think what that is. It truly is that. If one individual becomes better, it's way more than that.
Yeah.
It's that individual becomes better. They put off a light that their family becomes better, their community becomes better, and the world becomes better. We deeply believe that. So if we're able to impact, we've been in arenas of 40,000 people talking about ULA. Last night, we were in a living room of 30.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter to us. Right. We're at a bus at a coffee shop talking to two.
Right.
Because we don't know the one. We don't know the one and the impact, but we're just going to throw this out there and see where it sticks.
Yeah. I think one of the things, too, that we see is the urgency, the time urgency in people's lives, because if you start today changing your life for the better, and you're happier and you're more fulfilled and you're living more on purpose next year at this time, what happens if you don't do that?
Right.
What happens if you wait till you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, and then it's over?
Right.
And we have one shot at this. So we really want to intervene in people's lives as soon as possible, so that we could say what Troy said: you're designed by God for greatness and purpose.
Right.
There are seven key areas of life you need to balance and grow. If you don't have the focus, clarity, and energy to do that, get on track with that right now and start setting your goals and living differently. Don't find yourself 30, 40, 50 years old with tons of debt, unhappy, bad marriage, being depressed, being sad. Let's change that right now.
Yep.
And if you find yourself there, let's make the changes now, so that when you're 70, 80, 90, you can start making those changes. So, but there's just a huge urgency.
There is a sense of urgency, and I feel that too, because of the trajectory of mental health right now. And I want to land on this and then kind of close this up to tell people how to find ULA. There's another saying that you guys say all the time. Has something to do with, you don't need blah, blah, blah. You just need a system. What's the word I'm missing?
It's not a secret.
It's not a secret. It's a system. Right.
And that's true. I mean, it is. I know that my observation of culture, like our culture, is that people are seeking happiness in all the wrong places. Mm-hmm. Happiness to me can be defined in one word, and that's progress.
Yeah.
If you, in your own life, if you notice, if you're especially progress toward things that matter. So if you think of these seven key areas of life: fitness, finance, family, field, faith, friends, and fun, and you're making progress financially, happy.
Right.
If you're married and you're making progress in your marriage or with your kids, happy.
Right.
If you have friendships and those friendships are becoming more quality and less toxic, happy.
Right.
So really, this is what this is taking small steps of progress towards seven key areas that matter every day, and that's how people find happy. The problem is people are looking to different things. gambling, shopping, you know, whatever the thing, a dopamine hit of likes. I mean, we're going to the wrong thing. That's the distraction part. And right. I think we're getting lost. So really ULA, if you think about it, is going really back to the basics of going to study people who are the most fulfilled, and the people who are the most fulfilled are the people who have a balanced life and they're actively taking steps toward progress in those areas every day.
And a little bit every day. Mm-hmm. Well, this is why, you know, from day one when I met you guys, I was all in. I love ULA, love you both in the heart that you have. And just, I'm so grateful for the collaboration. Right. So thank you for taking the time to be here so much. So my friends, if you're listening to this episode, I want to encourage you to check out ULA. They have a system in place that you can take your big vision down into goals and all those seven key areas of life. They have products that are unmatched in the world right now. And I am just so honored to be a part of ULA. So in the show notes, I'm going to leave an affiliate link if you want to go check it out. And then you can message me and let me know how you can get more involved, because there's lots of different ways. So thanks again, you guys.
Thank you so much
for having us. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening to this episode of Moving Through and Beyond today. And I'm here to remind you to keep looking up.
If you found this episode inspiring or helpful, please share it with a friend or a family member. In order to be successful on this mission, I can't do it alone. Connect with me at www.carrieconley.com, and don't forget to sign up for my weekly Do It On Purpose newsletter. Let's build this life-giving vision movement together to end this epidemic, save lives, and create purpose.